Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When we first interviewed our next guest several years ago, he and his wife were operating the Gin Joint, a bar in Charleston. And after being frustrated with the time it took to make craft cocktails once they got home after a busy night, they began bottling their own mixtures that became so popular they sold the bar to focus solely on the cocktail mix business, which has now grown into three separate lines. Joe Raya is co-founder of Bittermilk and now Tippelman's and Barcoop Bevy, and he's joining us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Let's pick up the story then from our last interview. Bittermilk, were the other two lines already something that you had been thinking about? Walk us through how the rest of the company developed and what happened.
We developed Tippelman's line as a sweetener for cocktails. A lot of the flavors that we have were flavors that we made at the bar. If you ran out during service, you couldn't really duplicate it very easily. So we would pre-batch these syrups, and that's where Tippelman started. Then we had all of the bottling equipment, so we thought we might as well just bottle it and see if anyone else would like to use them in their bars. We have five syrups ranging from burnt sugar syrup to a double spiced falernum, which is like a tropical spice syrup, a barrel smoked maple syrup, ginger honey syrup, and a barrel aged cola syrup.
And then Barcoop Bevy, is that the latest?
Yeah, Barcoop Bevy is a really fun project that we started about a year and a half ago. Having sold the bar, our kids are getting a little bit older. We're hanging out with a lot of parents that are not in the restaurant business. And we just started hearing, people ask, the question like, Bittermilk, what would you do with that? I wouldn't buy that because I don't know what I would do with it. It's too intimidating for me. And so we were like, man, maybe there's an opportunity there. We stuck with refreshing cocktail mixer flavors like a grapefruit margarita, a cucumber mojito. We have a spicy strawberry margarita, ginger smash, and a pina colada mix.
The Bittermilk mixes, the names were too scary for some people?
Bittermilk is a craft cocktail. It's a very, complex cocktail flavor profile. The bourbon barrel aged old fashioned, it starts with us milling a dozen different spices and barks. We also take sugar and we burn the sugar 600 pounds at a time to 400 degrees. We combine these ingredients, age it in a once-used Willett bourbon barrel for 30 days. So that's a really complex, special drink. That's where we felt like having a line for somebody who didn't want to get too fancy with their cocktail. They just wanted something really good.
Okay, so walk us through this industry then, the cocktail mix industry.
There is a lot showing up these days. There's new brands popping up all the time. Cocktails are really in right now because think about entertaining. It's great to have beer and wine available for a party, but if you break out a cocktail, that really ramps it up. Cocktails are like cooking. It's great to cook and cooking is enjoyable, but you just don't always have the time to start from the beginning every time you want to do that. So I think that the market is there and it's growing. Yeah, very, very popular now.
Well, walk us through how the distribution works on these. Are they regulated like the liquor business is?
No. Well, in South Carolina, we can't sell our cocktail mixers in a standard liquor store. If a product is sold in a liquor store, it has to have liquor in it. We sell our mixers in some hardware stores, and they do really well. We sell our mixers into some clothing stores. We sell mixers into stores like Whole Foods or some of the Kroger stores. They have like Harris Teeter, for instance. Our product does very well in those settings.
Anything on the drawing board?
Definitely. We'll be in flight with United Airlines starting September 1st. Bittermilk beverage box kit that will be sold in flight. That's very exciting. We have some other Bittermilk products that we are working on, but not quite close enough to share the details on that, but definitely in the works.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thanks so much.
Joe Raya is co-founder of Bittermilk, Tippelmann's, and Bart Coop Bevy. He spoke to us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. We'll have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.